Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to call the October 13, 2011 City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Meeting to order, please. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Present.
Here.
Here.
Mr.
Clark. Here.
And Ms. Hines called and said she would be unable to make it today, and Mr.
Harrington
had
excused
that from the last meeting, said he would not be able to attend today.
Okay.
And Mr. Stevens.
I'm here. Let me just go down. Would you also swear in the members of staff that will be testifying today?
Do you solemnly swear affirm the testimony you're about to provide, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Just very quickly, members of the board, would you all entertain the thought of excusing Ms. Hines' absence today?
Yes.
Do we have
yes.
a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
A motion and second. Other questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Thank you. Have all members of the board had the opportunity to review the September 8, 2011 meeting minutes?
Yes.
Are there any changes
no.
or corrections?
Move to approve.
Have
second.
A motion. Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart, I believe. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Is there any member of the board who has had any ex parte communications with any person who may be involved with a case they responded? Okay. Before we get started, I've been told that we have a new code board supervisor. Would you like to introduce him, Mr. Jackson?
Yes.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Hector Garcia. I am the new code enforcement manager. Mr. Sino knows me personally from the city of Daytona and other various locations. And just to give you a brief background on myself, I am a retired police detective from the city of Paterson, New Jersey. Came down here to Florida 8 years ago, worked for the city of Altamont Springs, where I had a code board and worked with them. Worked there for 4 years, three years later, I went to the city of Daytona, where I managed their enforcement services department. I had the pleasure of dealing with Mr. Sino as being our special magistrate. And it's an honor and a privilege to come here and work with all of you. I look forward to working with you guys. There will be some changes done for the better. As far as presentations goes and things like that. And that's about it. If anyone has any questions.
Did you have a chance to meet Mr. Clark while you were in Paterson?
Oh, yes.
What did
I met Mr. Clark.
And, from the principal in on.
Correct. From Eastside High School.
Are there any other questions?
Just want to welcome Mr. Garcia. I've worked with him for years. It's an excellent job. I appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Indeed. Welcome, Mr. Garcia. We look forward to working with you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Are there any members of council present? Okay. We'll begin this morning with case number one, which is CEB 031139, Paul G. and Linda E. Harold. Property is located at 136 South Peninsula Drive. Is the respondent here?
Mr. Chair, we're here on a progress report. This is Mr. Fitzgerald's case, and I'll ask him to go ahead and give you advice about what's going on with the case.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The bank is still pursuing the foreclosure. They don't have ownership of the property or control. They are, however, maintaining the property, having it mowed, cleaned up, and it's... That's the old pictures. They boarded it up, and so they're looking at it every month, and that's the depends on when you want the next project report, progress report.
Michael, is there any indication as to when they may have they actually had a hearing to set a date for the foreclosure?
They didn't send me the update, but it's the court system is they have to go through the whole foreclosure.
Has the Lynn Pendon been filed? I don't recall if it was or not.
No,
Do you have a date on those payments?
Recorded 9/8/2009.
It was the that attorney who all their cases were thrown. Yes, sir.
That's why. Yeah. I see that now. Michael, do you have any recommendations as to when we should request another progress report, considering the circumstances?
Do you want to go 4 months?
I think that would be fair. Yeah. Chair would entertain a motion.
Yes. Sorry, we do have a compliance date set for November 1st.
Oh, I see. Yeah, we can amend.
Mr. Chair, could I ask a couple questions?
Sure.
Michael, I think last time that you wanted or suggested that a trespass warrant be issued, did they do that?
She didn't have the right to do it, is what they said.
Oh.
That they don't own the property and they can't go over their ability.
Okay, and there was something about, had the city boarded up?
The city had boarded it up.
Did they pay? Did anyone pay for that?
She sent a check twice. We're still working out. I've got to talk to Mr. Berger's office, but I need to find out if they were able to deposit it into a certain account. They weren't able to give her what, you know, how to do it. This is the first time we've done that.
Yeah, Ms. Cundy, we don't really have a history of receiving at the time of the boarding, which is a great idea, and I'm glad that it worked, glad we were able to do it with this case. But they don't really, they didn't have that as a practice, so they had to kind of create a mechanism for receiving and where they, what accounts it would go in and so forth.
She has the funds in her escrow account, and the minute we're able to cash it, she'll send the check.
Okay.
Mr. Jackson, just for clarification, if I may, Ms. Kundick, is it normally the practice of the city to just put a lien on the property?
That's correct.
You're okay.
Well,
sort of.
So his penance is filed, he's worthless.
Right.
Yeah.
But prior to.
Get the check.
The normal practice of the city is to make sure you're aware of it when we get to whatever future opportunity to recover.
Right. Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Kundick. Sorry.
No, that's it. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Chair would entertain a motion.
Well, we do have one thing we wanted to change. 90 days, not 4 months.
Okay. We'd like to have a progress report in 90 days.
Okay.
And then if he needs additional time, he can come back and make some contact with the inspector.
We also need to change the compliance date. Amy said that the compliance date is currently set for November 1st. Was it November 1st, Amy?
Second.
November 2nd.
Mr. Shino, what would be a reasonable compliance date, seeing the process this is going through?
We just make compliance take 90 days.
Okay.
And then the other case. What I'd like you to do, Mike, if you could possibly find out where it is in the process. If you go online and check with the courthouse just to find out where we are in the process. Has it been set for a hearing or that kind of thing? So we have a little idea where it is.
Okay, I'll take care of that.
Because usually in 2 years it's done, but not.
Well, that was the whole, They had that whole attorney's firm went down. And they had to refile everything. When the bank came in at first, they didn't have any. The property was abandoned in a very bad condition, and they came in good faith and, paid to have it boarded up, sort of, and also cleaned it up and is keeping it clean. So it's better than what it was.
Michael, what bank was that? Do you recall? I don't see anything in my notes.
Yes.
What was the name of the bank? Okay, thank you, Amy.
Mr. Chair, if there are no further questions, I'd like to make a motion to amend our previous order and allowing the respondent until January 4th, 2012 to come into compliance.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second by Mr. Bourne's. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, excuse me one moment. Mr. Brown, Mr. Bourne's, would you all consider also requiring that the respondent provide a monthly progress report, Michael?
Yes, we can.
Yes, sir. I'll accept this friendly amendment.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, same sign. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Case number two is CEB 041154, Resource Properties Incorporated, and Surety Bank, property is located at 1065 North Atlantic Avenue. Mr. Respondent here. Based on our records, we're here for the imposition of a fine.
Mr. Chair, in this case, the there's a new ownership, and so we need to address that situation, which will probably result in a request for additional time, but I'll ask for Mr. Klieg to advise the board further.
Yes, I received a call from a new company that came out of Miami. I guess it's called Sea and Sun Properties, and they just bought the property in September. So they were advised of the violations, so they were requesting probably at least 60 days to come into compliance.
Do you think that's enough time, Tom, for the...
They had a contractor on board before, and before the real estate agent said that they knew what exactly what violations needed to be corrected. It could be done within 30 days. So the new owners did and were advised. I think they can be done within 30, but I would like to give them 60 because they're out of Miami.
And do you have the information to confirm all the change of ownership and everything, Tom?
Yes, I think Amy's got it.
Okay.
C and Son Property
right.
LLC.
So we need to change the order and update the owner's name.
Yeah,
to the respondent.
Yes, that would be the request in that situation. It's just one where they did follow the steps pursuant to statute, gave the notification, and okay. So
does the new owner have notice of this meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Did they get a formal notice? Do you know? Okay, so it would have been.
Then we need to notice them and put it back on the agenda for next month.
Okay, well.
And then find them in non-compliance. Because they didn't get noticed, and they can't find them in non-compliance if they didn't know about it. Because the statute says assumes that the previous owner told them, but we can't assume that.
I think they right. Yeah, they moved forward with the notification in the manner which the statute provided.
Okay, then we're fine.
Yeah. So they pretty much just assumed.
Thank you. Basically, there was full disclosure.
That's
what we're saying.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Jackson, Mr. Klieg, you're saying that maybe make a compliance date December 1st? Okay. Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and adding C and Son Properties as the new owner and allowing the respondent until December 1st, 2011 to come into compliance. No, did you? No, we're fine.
We're fine.
So moved.
Second.
Could I have a motion by Mr. Boren, second by Mr. Brown. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, please. Mr. Chair, I'd like to ask a couple questions. Tom, last time you talked about getting the permits pulled.
Right.
Have they done any
of that? No, that was with the contractor, the part of the sale. They were ready to do it, and they did not pull them yet because the new owner wanted to go over the violations with the contractor.
Okay, now they've owned it now for like 6 weeks, a month, whatever.
Right. According to this, it was September 6th,
yeah,
actually, but I think the contract was before, right?
Not a month.
Maybe a progress report. Nothing's been done yet.
Mr. Bourne, would you consider a progress report as part of your motion as well?
In 30 days, or?
That's okay. Fine. Yeah. Yes.
Progress report.
With the second?
I had a second. Yes.
Okay. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, sign. Just another progress report in addition to the motion, Amy, in 30 days. Yes. Okay. Thanks, Tom. Case number 3 is CEB 051168, Christopher and Anna Eckstein. Property is located at 229 South Grandview Avenue. Mr. Respondent here. This is progress report. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Are you Mr. Eckstein?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
State your name, please.
My name is Christopher Eckstein.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Michael, what would you like to tell us about it? We're here for a progress report.
Yeah, they hired a contractor to rebuild the porch. I checked it in and pulled a permit. So I explained to them that was absolutely necessary. It was under your instructions. And They said they were going to hire another contractor to make sure a permit got pulled.
My wife has been here before, and this is my first time here. Since the last time she was here, I've had all the trash removed from the property, and I have repainted the lower levels of both buildings, in the front and the back, and I'm going to have someone else paint the higher parts of the building. And we're going to pay a contractor to make the rest of the repairs. We have already spent money. Is a little bit of an issue because we spent quite a bit of money to have the porch professionally removed and the porch in the back rebuilt, and we're making as much progress as we can with our money. It's not very cosmetic looking right now, but at least it's not a safety violation. We don't have any broken floor tiles. We don't have any roach infestation. Or
that would be the next case.
Another.
Okay. Okay.
So what I see on this particular order, Michael, is peeling paint, rotting wood, screens, and broken window.
Yeah. The exterior has a rotting wood, peeling paint, as you see everywhere. We had them also remove the porch, the front porch, for life safety. And they took care of that. They did have a permit pulled for that. They rebuilt the front porch with a contractor who didn't pull a permit though.
Okay.
So they still have to pull the permit for that front porch and have it inspected.
Okay.
So the Mike, just to follow up, the screens have been taken care of?
No.
Broken window?
No. They removed the porch.
Right.
They fixed the...
that's the rotting wood, right?
That's part of the rotting wood.
Right.
They fixed the back porch, the stairs.
Right.
They rebuilt the front porch on the bottom and removed the entire upper part of it. They still need to paint and do everything else. I mean, there's still a lot to be done. They are doing it, and it is expensive, and... they will pull the permit for the front porch?
Yes.
Okay.
We had the complete, in the picture you see,
just
the two-story porch.
If I may, Mr. Eckstein, let's I know there are two separate cases, Michael. Let's deal with this particular case now.
Yeah, we're on the outside.
And then we'll come to the other one,
yeah.
And we'll discuss that. In fact, if it's okay with the board, we'll go ahead and take care of this matter, and then we'll come back to that in just a moment.
What's the compliance date we have for this?
It is April 4th, 2012.
Okay,
that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, we gave him a lot of time. There's a lot of stuff to be done there. Yeah. The gentleman also moved back into the back upstairs apartment. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because that green truck was that green car was gone for a long time, and that was empty.
Okay.
Are the back upstairs apartment.
Yes, sir. Okay. There's someone
Mr.
living
Chair?
There. Yes, sir.
Yes. May I ask a question?
Sure.
Part of the agreement when we gave them the April 4th date was that every month they would spend $1,000 because they had an estimate that would cost $8,000, I think, to fix it up. And that was in August. And even at that time, the porch had been removed. And now it's been several months. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see receipts for the $2,000 that they were supposed to have spent in August and September.
Mr. Eckstein, was that discussed with you by your wife or any other party? Requirement?
No, sir. I wasn't aware. I'm not sure exactly how much it costs to have the porch removed and the porch in the back rebuilt or the front porch rebuilt. I don't have the prices on that, and I don't have the receipts, but I'm sure they could be produced in Monday after this weekend. I don't have them with me, and I traveled here from Sarasota.
It's in the minutes. In the August minutes on page 2.
I have the September. Just for clarification, Mr. Eckstein, I was asking, did your wife advise you that you all are required to spend at least $1,000 per month?
No, sir, I hadn't heard that figure. But we have been spending maybe not all $1,000 per month, but over the course of 6 months, certainly $6,000.
And when you visit or come forward with us in the future, would you make sure, or your wife, can you all make sure that you bring copies of checks or receipts to confirm the amount that is spent?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry for being ill-prepared, and my wife asked me to come on a kind of last minute because she's out of town.
Yeah. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board?
Mr. Chair, I'm concerned about this property, as everybody knows. Mm-hmm. It's not a secret. And I don't believe that what is happening shows good faith effort, and I can't support any more time on this.
Are you asking for an amendment, motion to amend the order, Mrs. Kunze?
Yes. I think right now what's in front of us is a progress report, and to me that progress is not adequate.
Keep in mind, though, that they have two cases against the respondent.
I do, and that's something that's a new case.
Right.
This is just a continuing case from February.
Okay. If you like, you can make a motion.
Was she on the prevailing side of that when that motion was made initially? To give it to August? To give it to April?
No. Don't recall.
No, she was not.
Okay.
So she can't make the motion.
Okay.
Someone has to make a motion to reconsider. Right now you've given them to April.
Right.
Come in compliance.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to change that, you have to make a motion to rehear that decision. And it needs to be someone who was on the prevailing side, Ms. Cunningham, or not. They voted against it.
So anyone who was on the prevailing side that would like a motion to amend the previous order, which allows the respondent until April 4, 2012 to come into compliance? Okay. Are there any additional comments or questions?
We have a monthly progress report on this.
I believe is it bi-monthly?
It's bi-monthly, according to the minutes.
Amy, what I have is October 13, 2011, December 8, 2011, and February 9, 2012.
I guess it's up to the pleasure of the board. Mr. Eckstein, would you be willing, our next report is for December, for you and or your wife to be at our meeting next month to provide us an up-to-date report as to what's going on since you're ill-prepared today?
Yes, I would.
With receipts.
Definitely with receipts.
Yes, sir.
We need a motion?
Yeah,
or is that just a request?
Next month.
Okay.
Motion, Ms. Brennan?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make that in the form of a motion for Mr. or Mrs. Eckstein to be at our November meeting with a substantial progress report and receipts in hand to let us know what's going on with the property.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Borens. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, please. Mr. Eckstein, will you please inform your wife that that's the case in case she comes back next time and so she can't say she didn't know what we did here?
Yes, we should both be here next time.
Yes.
Let me make a quick suggestion. You want to include in your motion the availability, ability at that particular time to make a change in terms of the... Right now, you're just asking for a progress report. We have a compliance date in April. You may want to give yourself the ability at the next meeting to change that if you want to. So you may want to include that in your motion. You can't make it, but you can, Mr.
Gotcha. Well, and make a part of the motion as well, Mr. Chair, that if substantial progress or up-to-date progress has not been made, we will consider imposing a fine.
No, we have to reserve the right.
We reserve the right
any action
to take any necessary action at our next meeting.
Mr. Borens, would you consider revising your second?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Are there questions or comments from my members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Just for time, and so we won't have to keep Mr. Eckstein, if it's the privilege of the board, can we go ahead and hear case number 21, which also involves Mr. Eckstein?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, case number 21 is CEB 0, excuse me, case number 21 is CEB 1011140, Christopher and Anna Eckstein. The property is located at 229 South Grandview Avenue. This is a new case. Danny, good morning.
I have had no contact with the owners, him or his wife. In my case, the letter was returned back to me. I had to post it, posted the property, then waited for the send it here. Okay. What was done. I haven't had any entry since the first site inspection to do a re-inspection, so I don't know what changes have made, but from what I know, what I've signed it for is still existing.
So, Danny, the letter we sent out was returned?
That's correct.
And we have the same address that Mike has, correct?
Correct.
Mr. Eckstein, are you able to respond why the letter that was sent out was returned?
I wasn't aware that a letter was returned to him. I don't know if he sent it to the Grandview Avenue address.
Mr. Eckstein, I see a notice here that has an address of 4855 Reno Drive, Sarasota, Florida, 34233. Is that an accurate address for either you or your wife?
Yes.
Well, he's here today, so he has a notice,
right.
So we can go ahead and do what we have to do.
Okay. Would you like to say anything in your defense for this particular case, Mr. Eckstein? In this case, you've been cited for dilapidated windows and doors, damaged interior walls, roach infestation, damaged floor tiles, non-working heat, and non-working smoke detectors. This is a totally different case.
Okay. I was not aware of any non-working heat or smoke detectors. However, we did have a roach problem. A tenant there was fry cooking, was leaving greasy pants in the house in piles, and we did get rid of the roach problem, and we did pay a professional to do that, and he did a great job, and there's no more roach problems, and I don't know of any damage to any walls on the interior or damaged floor tiles in the property.
What about
there may be a crack in a tile or two? I don't know, but
if I may, the inside the bathroom, the tiles from the floor are completely buckled up and everything. There's photos of it as soon as they.
Danny, when was your inspection of the inside? Is it April?
It was in April.
Mr. Eckstein, have you been inside the property
since
April?
April? Yes, sir. I actually put. I don't know where you mean the tiles in the front unit or the back unit?
In the front unit.
Okay, I actually replaced the whole floor in that bathroom.
Okay. I'm going to need a reinspection system.
Okay. I actually replaced that whole floor, and there were actually these laminated type tiles, and they were peeling. Is that what you're talking about?
The whole floor was completely.
Yeah, it's been the whole floor has been replaced, and it's been retiled, and it looks brand new.
Receipt for the pest control.
Yes, and we'll bring the receipt for the pest control. I don't have it, but we do have
a reinspection.
Danny, was there a problem with the property? Was there a problem with the subfloor, or is it maybe like Mr. Eckstein saying,
like the surface
laminate?
Okay.
Well, Mr. Eckstein, you had more or less acknowledged that you fixed these items, but there was a lack of communication with the code enforcement officer.
I'm sorry.
No problem. So is it your statement that these problems did exist?
No, I think the window damage is still existing, still needs to be fixed.
Okay.
And I don't know the status of the smoke detectors. I need to check that myself have someone check.
The smoke detectors weren't working. Okay. I don't even think they had batteries in.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance.
How long do you figure you need to? Well, I guess we can do that separately.
Mm-hmm.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mrs. Kundick. Are there questions and comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all of them in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, same sign. Basically, what we did, Mr. Eckstein, is an administrative task. How much time do you think you might need in order to bring the property into compliance based on the violations that currently exist in this case?
Okay. I would think 60 days would be enough for. Are we just talking about the second case here?
Yes.
Yes, I would think 60 days would be enough. I think all we have to really address here is the smoke detectors and the dilapidated window sills. There's a couple of dilapidated window sills that need to be replaced.
Was it just window sills, Danny, or was there something structural?
I believe some of them were even
screwed.
Oh,
okay.
And they just need to be operable and made.
Okay. Is 60 days amenable to the city?
I think it's a little more than, but I believe we're going to go with it with a progress for next.
Okay.
Next period.
Well, we have a problem.
Smoke
we have to put the cases together.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah, that would be great.
Let's put them together. We'll always get more time if we have to.
Okay.
I'm saying let's have the give them a compliance of the November meeting. Let's do it. Give them a compliance for November meeting, and then we can have everything together. And then if we have, we always can give them more time if we want to. But at least put everything together.
What are you saying?
If you have a progress report, we can't do anything. So I'm suggesting we go ahead, just give them 30 days, and we can always give you more time if you need it. And we've got an idea where you are and what you're doing.
Oh, I see. Right.
Okay. So, Ms. Sino, you're saying October 5th? Excuse me, November 2nd.
Yeah, November 2nd, and then a hearing.
And then we can amend it.
Right, so it was amended.
You're not saying consolidate.
No.
That's what I thought, too, Amy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just put them together. Okay. Put them together in the same docket, not consolidate.
So I'll be here in November, okay.
Yeah, we can only get more time.
Chair would entertain a motion allowing the respondent until November 2nd, 2011, to come into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Bourne. So other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all of them in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
Okay.
On this case, Mr. Eckstein, we've actually allowed you until November 2nd to come into compliance. You'll be here anyway with a progress report for the other case. And if we need to amend the time frame at that point, we will consider that.
Yes,
and
sir.
Just keep in contact with Mr. Garcia. So if these items are fixed prior to that, he can, you know, make the notice at our next meeting and let us know what's going on. Just stay in contact with him and Mr. Fitzgerald in the meantime.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay, case number 4 is CEB051170, Harvey Estates, LLC. The property is located at 707 Harvey Avenue. Is the respondent here? You can come forward.
Mr. Chair, this case is before the board for imposition of a fine.
Yes.
The inspector informs me that there's been substantial progress, and so he wants to discuss with the board possibly additional time.
Okay, thank you.
I'm adding the difference just to make it stand out.
It looks great on the back side.
Shall we have them come to the mic or just let them do what they're doing?
He'll be apparently they did not have any contact. The inspector been out of the way. So can have just one moment. Thank you.
This is just additional after the fact.
Thank you. Sorry.
William Kogut, KOGUT.
Good morning. Well, let us hear from the inspector first, and then we'll be happy to hear your comments.
He's repainted the entire building, the front, the back. He pulled a new fence in it, painted the whole building very nicely. The only problem I have right now that is holding me from signing it is that he got cleared for just the one color on the building. And on the back, he painted the windows in the brown stripe, and it looks great. But it needs to match all the way around.
Yeah, I did have approval strictly without trim, just strictly one color for the building. But I just chose to try to enhance the... And I'm not painting the inside of the windows, strictly the outside frame, so it sort of stands out. But it's, you know, the... He doesn't have any new pictures there, but if you look at the fencing...
Yeah. No, I had to. There are just a lot of pictures.
But the fencing is really should be a code for the city of Daytona Beach. I put the squares on the 4x4s and the lats in front were in the same manner, and it looks really, really... I want to have the two best buildings on the beach side, pretty much. And I'm hoping the city decides to buy me because you're in the entertainment zone.
That would be the new fence, and the next slide will be the fence.
What you see on there, I'm sorry.
What you see on the property is I got mulch from Yoplav rather than putting concrete. I mean, Mike showed me a couple of spots where they had concrete, but it's very, very, it's a large piece of lot, and the work there would have been tremendous. So I thought put mulch down there, which will give absorption for water and stuff. But that's just a pile. It's just being spread. I'm waiting for more, obviously. But that pile was spread out.
Okay. If we consider amending our order, and I, what's the last name, Kogat?
Kogat, yes, sir.
Kogat. How much time do you think you might need in order to bring the property into full compliance?
Well, it is in full compliance, your, sir,
okay.
Other than the enhancement that I'm doing beyond what I was approved by Genie for the paint purpose. This is just an enhancement, which will be finished out, but I just wanted to see what how better it may look with a darker trim around the doors and windows.
Okay.
But as far as compliance, I mean, I'm all done. I've never had any broken windows or anything like that. It was film on there that was just peeling, and that's been sort of corrected.
I think next cutoff, Michael?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that all right? Next cutoff?
November 2nd.
For November 2nd. Can we have that?
It should be done by then. I mean, it's the problem is, I mean, I had to get a machine to get up on the third. It's 33 stories, which is almost 40 feet. But I did get a 32-foot ladder. I think we'll be able to reach the windows without the ladder, without getting machinery. But it's going to be, I mean, right now it's in compliance other than the additional enhancements.
Mike, what is the procedure he's going to have to go through for trimming in a different color?
The same procedure he went through. He just needed to have had two paint samples. And oh. she'll pass it. It'll be. I can go there now, and I can have it passed for you right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Genie and I worked very well. We picked out the paint, and I told it was going to be single color, but I just thought for aesthetic purposes, and the buildings are two corner buildings that stand out when you come off of A1A, and I just thought it may be. I own 715 also, and those doors happen to be purple, which I did that after the fact also to enhance the appearance, because just a flat color one building just doesn't stand out.
Yeah, looks good.
The chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until November 2nd, 2011 to bring the property into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Borens, second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Are we still talking about fines?
No fines.
No.
Okay.
Basically, what I said was if it's not brought into compliance by and inspected by Mr. Fitzgerald by November 2nd, by our next meeting, we can impose a fine if necessary, but I don't think that'll be necessary.
I think you ought to check Grandview and Harvey. The grass is about 3 feet tall.
Well, give the give code board a call.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next case is case number 5, which is CEB 071196, Craig Carter. Property is located at 213 South Keach Street.
Mr. Chair, this case is. I'm sorry, go ahead and let you swear to when this is first.
Very good, Carter.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Morning, Mr. Carter.
Morning. This case is before the board for an imposition of fine. Mr. Lopez is the inspector on the case, and at this time it's not in compliance, and I'll ask Ms. Lopez to advise the board further.
Okay. Good morning, Eddie.
Currently the property, I've spoken with the property owner, informed them on obtaining paint to paint the property. The windows have been repaired on the property. We still have paint peeling, so it's basically incomplete.
Okay. Let's hear from Mr. Carter, and then we'll ask for some suggestions or...
Like I informed Mr. Lopez and before, it's going to take me a little bit longer on the paint thing. The paint has been scraped
but I had the materials to paint everything but the paint.
Okay. Mr. Carter, did you have any conversations or communications with Mr. Bryant from the city of Daytona?
No, but I was going to go and see him when I left out of here.
The first time we saw this case, Mr. Chair, was Mr. Bryant here then?
Yes.
Yes.
So you haven't seen Mr. Bryant since we saw
him? Oh, yeah, I've seen him since then.
Okay.
Yes.
You've seen him about the paint?
Oh, no, I haven't seen him about the paint. Yeah, I lost his car. I really don't have a communication base anyway. I don't have a phone or anything.
Eddie, when were these pictures taken?
Are these pictures on the date that the violation was issued? There's no change on the property, so I didn't take a picture today's date. Mm-hmm. The last meeting, there is an updated picture on the property. It's still in the same state.
Did you state the broken windows had been taken care of?
Yes.
So the only update is the broken windows are taken care of. You're just still dealing with filling paint.
With the paint, which is incomplete.
Okay.
And like I said, the paint has been scraped, but I just don't have the paint. I have the rollers, the brush, but I don't have the paint, and the long stick thing. Just don't have the paint.
Mr. Chair, or I guess the board as a whole, my best recollection is at the previous meeting that Mr. Mr. Bryant's sorry, Charles. Mr. Bryant had advised the board that he had not heard from this gentleman for an effort to obtain paint. And while obviously the board always has a concern with people who say they can't do it or don't have the means, there was an opportunity that was discussed and apparently wasn't taken advantage of, and so now we're at this point, and it's been some time.
Why there has been no contact with Mr. Bryant on your behalf, Mr. Clark?
Last time I seen Mr. Bryant was in August.
Can you tell us what transpired
August
or what occurred?
We talked about it. He said he'll see what he can do about the paint, but he didn't say there was nothing about the paint because it was like a formal setting that we were in. It wasn't like a business setting. It was August 12th.
Is there any chance we can have Mr. Bryant come up and maybe suspend or postpone our discussion here, Tony? Is that appropriate? Or Mr. Cena?
If that's the desire of the board, I mean, we can pursue that. I think, and if Mr. Carter doesn't mind us asking, he indicates he was at a private function. The whole idea was that he was going to get with Mr. Bryant and try and resolve this apparently in a manner which would have been appropriate. If he was at a formal function or business function, that apparently wasn't an appropriate area or appropriate time, and he hasn't apparently made the effort necessary to try and get this resolved. I believe the discussion when this first came up was that there were several mechanisms, and I don't think it was actually from the city, if I remember right, it was from the county, that where he actually had the means to be able to obtain paint. And again, I don't know if he, yeah, so I'm not sure what I think what Mr. Bryant offered is that he had the knowledge of that and would work with him if he came to him for that assistance, but not necessarily that it was being provided from the city.
Oh, okay.
Behalf of me, my condition has not allowed me to move a lot. I'm on a fixed income and basically semi-ambulatory. So I don't get around that much. I have no transportation.
Would you explain what you just meant by your condition or your...
I had an accident back in 1999, and it's only getting worse.
Would you give the board information, Mr. Carter, without explaining anything sensitive? Ask you again what you mean by your condition, so we'll have...
Oh, I fell, believe it or not, the equivalent of 90 stories from a tree. 9 stories from a tree, not 90.
Mr. Carter, in consideration again of the facts.
I'm going to see Mr. Bryant soon as I leave out of here, if he's up there.
You have the equipment.
Yes.
And he directs you where the paint is.
No, he didn't direct me. He just told me to check the landfill.
And he directs you where the paint is, where you can obtain the paint from the county. How long do you need to complete this within your
condition? I would need about 90 more days.
90
No
days?
More than that. Because I can probably get somebody to buy the paint for me and just pay them back.
The paint is free at the county.
Yeah, I know. But if I can't, I still have to get out there. I don't have any transportation. I have to find someone to take me out there at their convenience.
Mr. Carter, how will you get the house painted? Even if you have the paint, will you be? Are you in a position to hire someone to paint it?
No.
Probably well, then
give my neighbors to help.
Your neighbors will help. Yep. And Mr. Bryant would probably help with that as well. Is that
yes.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
He said that.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd ask if the board can hear from the inspector as to what he has been through his inspections, what he's been able to find as it relates to painting.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, board.
Move over toward the mic before that.
Yeah.
Move it towards you.
I would strongly request the city request that a fine be imposed of $100 for the maximum of $1,000 due to the fact that no work has been done. Mr. Bryant reached out a hand to assist the property owner that wasn't taken advantage of, and the city requests that a fine will be imposed.
Sign of progress. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Have you seen any sign of progress?
There's no sign of progress. The property is still in the same state as the pictures are shown. Therefore, extending another 30 days is superfluous. I request that the board consider a fine at this time.
Eddie, Mr. Carter stated that I guess the house had been scraped.
Yeah.
Is that something that had occurred previously, or is that something that
the property is still in this same state as the pictures are shown here.
Okay.
Since he's been around my house, was that this week or last week? Was that this week or last week?
Last week. A week and a half ago.
Okay. The house has been scraped since then, and the window has been replaced, and the hedges have been trimmed. Everything, because you have to turn the head just to get to the paint part anyway.
Okay. Mr. Bryant, would you come forward? You previously spoke to this case, and you were informed, as I believe, that you would try to assist Mr. Carter in trying to obtain some paint. We were just trying to get some information as to whether or not there's been communication and a request for your assistance since that date that Mr. Carter first appeared.
Okay.
I know.
I did inform Mr. Bryant about the windows going to be replaced.
Let Mr. Bryant step forward, Mr. Carter, so I can be sworn in.
I do.
Again, Mr. Bryant, I've asked that, well, the board has asked you come up because you had extended your hand to assist Mr. Carter in obtaining some paint in this particular case. And we had some questions regarding the communications that have taken place or not between yourself and Mr. Carter. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. I did talk with Mr. Carter after the meeting. I gave him my business card. I told him about Lowe's, to contact Lowe's to see if they could assist him in getting the paint. I also told him about, I know the county at one time had a program that they would give people paint. I don't know if he contacted them or not, but I did tell him about that. I did offer to get some kids from our Guide Right program, Capital Guide Right program, to see if we could come out and assist him in painting the house if he obtained the paint. I gave him my business card. I've spoken to him on one occasion since that time, and I advised him that, you know, he was going to be coming back before this board again and that something needed to take place. Again, I asked Mr. Carter to contact me. I have not heard from him. You know, so I did extend the offer that I said I would do to try to assist him, but he needed to take the step in trying to obtain the paint. I offered to get the kids to come out and assist him, but we don't get the paint, and that's what I did tell him that we would do that.
Mr. Carter, can you respond to that, the statement that was just made by Mr. Bryant?
Yes, he did tell me he can get me some assistance with that, but he said I have to obtain the paint. But like I said, he told me, I forgot he told me about Lowe's, but I did contact Lowe's, and Lowe's, like I told Mr. Lopez, that Lowe's don't do that. But then he told me about the landfill.
And that was back in August?
Yeah.
So we've had 3 months, and you couldn't...
I got the window fixed, and I scraped the paint. Look, I'm doing most of this on my own anyway.
I understand.
Amy, when did Mr. Carter appear before us? What was the month? August.
Is it May?
Yeah, it was in August.
July
14th. Was it July 14th meeting? Okay.
It was first hearing date.
Mr. Bryant, is this property in a CRA?
Yes, it is.
Are there any funds in the CRA? Any paint funds in the CRA? No grant?
Not for Midtown, not at this point.
Not at this time.
Right.
Do we have any idea when there would be funds available there to help?
That depends on the city commission. I know they are working on that now.
Okay.
But at this point, we don't have any funds. Is that the only issue that he's...
Yes.
You said right now, I thought there were some other issues. It's just the paint?
I believe so. Is that right?
It's in front of us.
Yes.
Okay.
I think what the board is having a problem with, Mr. Bryant, is there's been very little communication with you. And in 3 months, it appears Mr. Carter's not taken and made any effort to paint. He said he can't secure the paint.
But I secured the equipment.
I understand. I'm just explaining to Mr. Bryant.
I can show that there.
I'm just explaining to Mr. Bryant right now as to what has transpired this morning or what has been stated. So that's basically where we are. The house needs to be painted. Mr. Carter says it was scraped, but it hasn't been painted because he doesn't have the paint. And he might need assistance in getting it done, but you say that you offered that. So.
Yeah, and I remember that was what was offered by Mr. Bryant back in August, that if the paint was secured, he would have the people there to paint. It's just, it's been 3 months of no communication with someone who was volunteering services, and all that needed to be done was secure the paint.
There has been communication.
Don't interrupt me. All that needed to be secured was the paint from the county, and that's more or less free, and it's puts us in a bind where we're always willing to work, but we have to have parties who are willing to get work done for us to work with them.
I believe Mr. Carter said that he is on a fixed income. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to ask you what your income is, but maybe $100 a day may be a little steep for someone who's on a fixed income. And we're talking about paint.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chair, do we have any idea how much it would how much the paint would cost? Is there?
It's free.
It's free.
The paint's free. Well, do we know that for sure, that the county has paint?
That's why I was saying I don't know if they still offer that program. That was an avenue that I suggested
right.
that he try to find out if it's still available. I don't know if they still do that. At one point, they did,
Did you attempt to contact the county or Lowe's at all?
I contacted Lowe's. They don't do that anymore.
Okay.
I didn't contact the county. But I'm just going to... I got a few people who could try to help donate some stuff,
Is this something that you just discovered?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My neighbor next door to my neighbor just got her house painted, and she has some extra white. Now, as for my trim, brown trim, I probably have to find that somewhere else.
I'm with Mr. Brown in that, you were extended help, and you put us in an uncomfortable situation. Because
I apologize for that, but I don't get around it.
Hold on just a moment. Yeah, I understand. Because Mr. Bryant did come forward in good faith as a good Samaritan, as a member of the city staff as well, and he offered the assistance, and as Mr. Lopez says, it seems like you didn't take advantage of that, and Mr. Brown said the same thing. So it kind of puts us in a situation whereby we understand that you have a fixed income, you have limited mobility, it appears, but it's... There's been very little effort, it appears.
Well, the window's done and the paint is scraped.
No, I mean as far as obtaining the paint, especially when Mr. Bryant advised you.
Well, like I said, I have the materials, I have the rollers.
That will provide that.
And the things and the brushes, but I just don't have the paint. So you can give me
the board, if in the absence of the fact that we don't have funds in the Midtown redevelopment areas to assist him with the paint, I will make another attempt if it's okay with the board to try to get the paint to help him. You know, I understand his position, I know him, and I'll go on a limb to try to go out and help him get the paint at this point to try to paint the building and have it ready if you guys give him to the next cutoff point to make sure it's taken care of. I'll go on a limb to try to help him get the paint.
Mr. Jackson, Mr. Lopez, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mean, we got kids to paint a house in 2 days a day.
Oh, that brown chair is gone too. And the Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, the issue though, Mr. Codd, is not the chair, it was the broken windows and the paint, peeling paint. You say you've already taken care of the windows.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Chair, Ms. Hampton was able to bring up the with her internet. The county's paint program, and she does have that number available so she can.
They do have
make that available.
The paint exchange program, it says that the landfill provides a non-commercial paint exchange facility for residents of Volusia. An average of 300 gallons of paint are recycled through the facility each month. This facility provides paint to non-commercial and non-profit organizations as available. Please contact the landfill for more details. And I have a phone number here. 386-947-2952.
You get that, Lou?
Tony, what's your opinion? And also, Eddie.
Just from hearing that, it would sound like, and again, I wouldn't be asking Mr. Bryan of this, but if this is something he's desiring, perhaps his program, if that's a nonprofit program, could obtain the paint and utilize it as he intends. I don't know if he would be able to obtain it as an individual or not based upon what you just read.
Well, according to that, you can't obtain the paint. It would have to be done through a not-for-profit organization, which Kappa is. And we will, I will contact them to see if we can get the paint, provide it for you, and provide you with assistance to help get the house painted.
It says non-commercial and
not-for-profit. Right. Okay. So we are not-for-profit, so we can.
Yeah. Mr. Bryan, you mentioned earlier that you would have some of the kids from your program also take part in assisting in painting the house. Do you think that can occur as well before the next cutoff? That you can gather some kids and maybe help Mr. Carter paint the house?
We'll do our best.
Okay. And I'd like to hear the opinion of the inspector as well. And members of the board, if we can also impose a fine certain.
It's going to be my next.
If Mr. Lopez and Mr. Jackson agree to amend the order till the next call.
Mr. Chin, in discussing with the inspector, the perspective is that it just seems from his perspective that right now he's spinning his wheels in terms of trying to get this thing done, and whether it was this month or next month, he doesn't agree for another month because he just don't know why it hadn't been done.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously whatever the board does is what the board it has the privilege to do.
With understanding Mr. Lopez's position, Mr. Jackson, I would hate for the city to be cast or have an image of. We have someone who's now has stepped up and said he will have, through his organization, obtained paint. And then the city says, well, even in spite of all of that, in spite of the lack of effort by the respondent also, you know, there was an offer, and the city, it wouldn't go forward and just allow this individual another couple of weeks. I would just hate for the city to be cast in that light, personally.
Well, Mr. Sanders, I think at the very least we're at a point where the city's perspective is, and you've already mentioned it, would be that anything that happens from this point forth would be with fine certainty, just a perspective. Some assurance that there's some diligence I think he's heard enough of this meeting, you know, that there's an expectation of some due diligence in trying to resolve the problem.
Okay. And you know, as you know, I always try to take into account or consideration the inspector's comments and concerns. The chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until November 2nd, 2011 to bring the property into compliance. If the property is not brought into compliance by November 2nd, 2011, there would be a fine certain of $25 per day with a maximum. Eddie, do you have a recommendation? I know you said previously $1,000, but you can make that higher.
$1,000 the maximum, I think.
$10,000. Okay.
Taking also into consideration his financial
status. Right, right.
The main objective of the city is voluntary compliance,
right.
Not to fine the citizen.
Right, right.
But taking into account the 90 days that we've been dealing with this case, $1,000 is not egregious.
We can also make it retro, back to the date of the hearing. Would you like to consider that as well? Okay, same amount.
Yes.
Okay, and that was July 14th? Yes, that's what I have, the first hearing.
Yeah.
Okay, let me
chill. We'll have to be back to the date of the first
date of notification.
Okay. Compliance
date. At $25 a day, it would only take 40 days to reach that $1,000 maximum.
Yeah, it would have to be retro to the compliance date, not to the initial hearing date.
October 5th. Okay. Chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until November 2nd, 2011 to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine. Well, no, not being returned to the board, but imposing a fine certain of $25 per day effective, was that October 5th, Tony?
Yeah.
Effective October 5th, 2011, with a maximum of $1,000 per day, $1,000, excuse me. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Can I also amend the, who at the motion? Ms. Kundick? Can we also, or is it even allowed to require the respondent to, well, he's already going to have to attempt to secure the paint, so just disregard my thought. I know. Yeah, okay. Okay, that is the motion. We have a motion by Ms. Kundick, who has the second. Mr. Smart has the second. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. What we've done, Mr. Carter, is we're going to allow you until October 2nd to bring the property into compliance.
November
2nd, excuse me. If the property is not brought into compliance, you'll have a fine certain, which means effective when the fine goes back to October 5th, 2011,
okay.
You'll have a maximum amount of $1,000 and a lien will be imposed against the property. What I would do is encourage you in this person, this is just personal, logistic. Do whatever is necessary on your behalf to work with Mr. Bryant and the inspector to make sure the property. Okay, you're all set. Thank you.
Thank you.
And as part of your compliance, Mr. Carter, you have to contact Mr. Lopez and let him come back and reinspect the property. Okay. Moving on to case number 6, which is CEB 07-11105. The property is in compliance as of October 5th, 2011. Yes.
If I could, I don't know if you want to see on those two properties on Seabreeze. For her, if she wanted to see the before and after pictures, it was in your area, so I don't know if I put them
was
in
that on the last one, Tom? Six?
Yes, sir.
That's sure.
I think that was 504 Seabreeze. It was one that was in business. The gentleman refused to move out, and he finally did. So.
Okay.
And there was the other one on Seabreeze on the street for you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Case number 7 is CEB 08-11106, Beach Apartments, LLC. The property is located at 219 South Grandview.
Compliance
respondent here.
On the 9th, 10-9.
Compliance 10-9. Okay, thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Case number 8 is CEB 08-11110. Maxwell J. Well, the property is in compliance as of October 4, 2011. Didn't need to stumble over that name. Case number 9 is CEB 08-11111, which is in compliance as of 9/30/2011. Case number 10 is CEB 08-11113. That property is in compliance as of October 5th, 2011. Case number 11 is CEB 08-11116, Burt Reams Insurance Services Incorporated. Property is located at 161 East International Speedway Boulevard. Mr. Respondent here. Good morning,
Compliance, Vicki. Good morning. Compliance 10-11-11.
Thank you. Case number 12 is CEB 08-11120, Hugh H. and Cynthia A. Barrett. Property is located at 149 South Hollywood Avenue. Mr. Respondent here.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you please come forward? Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you raise your right hand and be sworn, please?
Yes, I do.
Yes, my name is Hugh Barrett.
Good morning, Mr. Barrett.
Good morning.
Let us hear from the inspector first, please.
Sure. Mr. Chair, we're here on a imposition of a fine in this case, and the inspector has a number of matters you want to discuss with the board.
Thank you. Good morning, John.
Good morning. At this point, the property is not just yet in compliance. He can definitely see the light at the end of the tunnel. He still has some more cleanup to do. The majority of the violations have been completed. He's just got some outside storage he needs to clean up after all the work he's done, and he should be done by the next cutoff.
Okay. Mr. Barrett, would you like to say something as well?
I'm sorry?
Is there anything you'd like to say?
No, just that I'll definitely be in compliance, and I've been trying diligently to get it all done. It's taken a little bit longer and a little bit more money than I expected, so... I apologize, but I'm trying real hard to get it finished.
It seems as though the inspector is asking us to amend our previous order and allow you until, November 2nd to come into compliance.
Thank you very much.
Hold on just a moment. The chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until November 2nd, 2011 to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borns. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Thanks, Mr. Barrett.
Thank you.
You have until November 2nd. Case number 13 is CEB 08-11121. The property is in compliance as of October 4th, 2011. Case number 14 is CEB 09-11127. That property is in compliance as of October 5th, 2011. Case number 15 is CEB 09-11128, Eva Knight. Property is located at 542 Cannon Street. We're here for the imposition of a fine.
That property is now in compliance. Outside storage has been removed.
What was the date, John?
10/12.
Okay, thanks. Case number 16 is CEB 09-11130, Lori Smola. Property is located at 549 Cedar Street. We're here today for the consideration of imposition of a fine.
Yes, Mr. Chair. This case is Mr. Lopez's case, and there are it's in the same state it's been in, so he will be looking for a fine, and I'll ask him to address that further with the board.
Great. Thank you.
Members of the board, there's been some rotten wood removed, but the house is still in the same state as it is. Last hearing, we asked that they start in the exterior and work their way into the interior, since this is a rental property. This property is currently vacant, but it needs excessive work on the exterior, which hasn't been completed. The city requests a consideration of fine of $100 a day, maximum $10,000.
Eddie, is this property currently boarded up?
Negative, sir.
Okay. So Cedar Street.
Mm-hmm. No.
I think it's east of Division. I'm just trying to picture the property.
This property is
I think it's east of Division Street.
Yes, it's east on Division Street on the south side of Cedar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the yellow yellow two-story single-family residence.
Just a question in general, Eddie. If they're not, the property is vacant, could they leave themselves to some of these problems just by boarding it up until they fix all this stuff, or they can't do that?
No.
No.
Okay. The problem, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, boarding up would still be a non-compliance. The boarding of the property is something that we encourage for securing the property,
okay,
but it doesn't bring the property into compliance because of nothing else. I believe it's part of the National Property Maintenance Code, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, may I ask a couple questions?
Sure.
Mr. Lopez, I believe last time that this property came up, you said that it was unfit to be a rental at this point.
That is correct.
And you asked for a trespass, for them to get a no trespass warrant. Did they do that?
Yes, and I have no currently the knowledge of that. I have not proceeded to. Mm-hmm.
And as I recall, these are people that have owned the property since 2003.
That is correct. The property.
So, yeah.
They were here last time.
And
correct?
They were here,
yes,
and said that
the tenants were evicted.
The tenants did all the damage. And Mr. Harrington, I believe, asked for a plan from them, and they didn't come forth with one either this time. So they're not here.
Were you done with your question, Ms. Kunzik?
Yes, thank you.
I just had a question. Eddie, I don't recall, but did they have, and they probably don't need it right now because it's unoccupied, but do they have an occupational license as well?
They don't have an occupational license on file. The main objective was to repair the exterior of the property, and then once that's cured, begin with the interior. The rental license is something that they can get at the end.
Okay. And again, you're recommending that we impose a fine of $100 per day with a maximum of $10,000.
That is correct, sir.
Chair would entertain. Go ahead, Mr. Brown.
I was just going to say so moved.
Second.
Hold on. There's no motion yet. $10,000 a day. I'm just kidding. Chair would entertain a motion previously filed and responded to noncompliance and imposing a fine of $100 per day with a maximum of $10,000 effective today. October 13, 2011, until compliance, well, actually, well, the maximum of $10,000 and or...
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
A little confused on our maximum.
Okay.
I mean, if I may amend what I
stated,
sure.
If it could be $100, maximum $15,000.
$15,000, okay. Chair would entertain a motion previously filed and responded to noncompliance and imposing a fine of $100 per day, effective today, October 13, 2011. With a maximum of $15,000 or until compliance is achieved prior to reaching the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Okay. Case number 17 is CEB 09111134, Kendall Footman. The property is located at 416 Alamanda Street. We're here for the consideration of imposition of a fine. The respondent here.
Excuse me.
Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
I was just asking if the respondent was here, but I know he.
No, he's not. I actually had no contact with him since. Notice was sent. I did get the tenants to vacate the property, so the building is secure at this point, and it is vacant. But it's still a non-compliance, and I'm asking for a $100 a day fine, capped at $15,000.
Okay. And with the understanding, Dan, this too is a rental property.
Most likely there is a rent. a real estate sign out front, so they may try to sell. I don't know. But he may try to also rent.
Right.
Still needs an occupation license, which doesn't have, didn't apply for.
Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance and imposing a fine of $100 per day effective today, October 13, 2011, with a maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Ms. Kundick. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Case number 18 is CEB 0911135, Donald and Amber McMillan. Property is located at 815 South B Street and 817. Is the respondent here?
No, he's not.
We're also here for the consideration of imposition of a fine on this case as well, 18.
Correct. This property is still in noncompliance, and I'd like also $100 a day fine capped at $15,000.
Chair would entertain a motion previously found and responded in noncompliance and imposing a fine of $100 per day effective today, October 13, 2011, with a maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second. We have a motion by Mr. Borens, second by Mr. Brown, I believe. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Case number 19 is CEB 0911136, Pamela S. and Robert Honeycutt, Jr. The property is located at 20 South Grandview Avenue. Mr. Respondent here?
No, I believe not. This property, instead of the fine, I'd like to amend to the next cutoff, allowing the reinspection to take place. It's scheduled for October 17th.
Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until November 2nd, 2011 to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day plus a one-time administrative fee of $250. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Other questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, please. Danny, do you know whether anything's been done since their first notice?
Yes, the peeling paint has been taken care of. The retaining wall was painted. The weeds and was cut. The grass was cut and whatnot. And the only thing is a no occupational license. I believe they had an inspection and it failed.
Okay.
They wind up canceling. The owner owned a few properties.
Right.
He was trying to take them all, take care of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they scheduled the this date to that's what they gave them. So
thank you.
Are there additional questions or comments from members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Case number 20 is CEB 0911139 C. Baker Inc. Property is located at 506 Rio Vista Avenue. Mr. Respondent here.
No, this is another one, no contact whatsoever. I also had to post the return letter. I've been out there with Mark Criswell, and I'd like to impose a $50 a day fine, capped at $15,000. It is vacant and secure.
Chair would entertain a motion previously found and responded in noncompliance and imposing a fine of $50 per day effective today, October 13th. 2011, with a maximum amount of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mr. Brown. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. We have disposed of case number 21, which is CEB 1011140. Case number 22 is CEB 1011141, Ronald Murphy Combs. After this one. Other property is located at 407 Harvey Avenue.
Yes, I've had no contact from the owner.
Hold on, Danny, they're behind you.
Oh, okay.
Good morning. Darcy Combs. I do. Darcy Combs.
Ms. Combs, what is your relationship to Ronald Murphy Combs?
Ronald Murphy Combs was my father. He's deceased, and this home is in probate.
Danny, what can you tell us about it?
It has a, this was a Daytona Proud operation that we did in the area, and the only thing I seen on this one was minor rotted wood. I sent out a notice. It was returned. I did a posting, and I do remember during the posting, I actually hand-delivered it to a gentleman in the sitting down there, which he had stated that he was the son of the property owner.
Okay.
And I think it was something about he had passed away. The owner?
Yes, my father passed away. It was his house.
Right.
And it's in probate. It has been unoccupied for a year. And it will be occupied within the next 6 weeks. We will be moving into it November 11th. And at that time, we will make the necessary changes and corrections to these violations, which I think are very minor in comparison to the other things I've seen.
Right.
Ms. Combs, when you say we will be moving in, can you tell us who will be moving in?
My fiancé and I.
Okay.
If I could just get some clarification.
Sure.
Are you personal representative in the probate? Or?
I'm not the executor, but I'm here as a family member visiting the home.
Tony, do we need to get an address for someone, the executor of the estate, and have that to the...
Okay.
Ms. Combs, can you provide us with a name and address of the executor or the person that's involved with the program?
I don't have her address right now. It's my sister.
I see. Would you provide her name at least?
Allison Keck. And by the way, she did send a certified letter to the board or to your agency stating our circumstances.
Do you know when she may have mailed that letter or sent
She mailed it after the first notification.
Do you have any further information where she sent it? Yeah,
she sent it. The letter was received by my stepmother, who is part of the estate owner, and that it was sent to that address that was on that letter.
By the 301 South Ridgewood. It was the second, the notice.
And it was received.
Do you have any idea who received it or who signed for it?
No.
It would probably be permits and
okay.
Licensing. I'll go down and check with them.
Okay.
Danny. I'm sorry, all the speaking at once.
Danny, what's your recommendation considering the circumstances?
I was going to say non-compliance next cutoff, just allow them the extra the following month. And if need be, if they run into some complications, then I can always amend and give them more time.
Okay. And when did you say you'll be moving in again, Ms. Coleman?
November 11th, 2011.
Danny, that will be after the next cutoff.
November?
She's moving in November 11th.
Oh,
next
okay.
Cutoff.
So
November 2nd.
The following month then.
Okay. December 1st.
And maybe a progress? Is it possible you can come in and just let us know how you're doing the following?
Yes. I don't know how to do that, but you'll explain that to me?
I'll explain.
Okay.
Ms. Combs, were you fully aware of what was going on with the property? And I think you did allude to the fact that you thought these conditions were minor and they can be corrected.
Yes.
Would that be a fair assumption?
Yes, they are very minor, but no one has been in the home.
Right, I understand. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask then, do you agree that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
I agree with what is stated there, yes.
Okay, we'll do it all in one shot. Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance and allowing the respondent's representative, the respondent, as noted, is deceased. The daughter, Darcy Combs, to bring the property Ms. Combs, will you be responsible for bringing the property into compliance?
Yes, we will.
Okay. And allow a respondent until December 1st, 2011 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Is
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign.
It's 704 46th Street, Vienna, West Virginia, 26105. 704 46th Street, Vienna.
One of the benefits is we have better weather down here than they have.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why we're moving here.
Sometimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have allowed you, Mrs. Combs, to bring the until December 1st, 2011, to bring the property into compliance. I don't think we got a federal support in that motion. If you would, please stay in constant contact with Mr. Garcia.
Okay.
And notify him as to what's going on so that we, you know, we'll be fully aware. And if you have run into any problems, again, communicate with him.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Danny, do you have any respondents that are here? So we can move the case along and maybe allow everybody else to
move. Mr. Atkins can go if he'd like. It's not my case, though.
Is that the...
We don't have to have him waiting any longer.
That's not anything that's involved with miscellaneous business, is it?
I don't believe so. I think your last case?
Yes,
32.
You don't mind waiting, or you want to go up now?
I'll go down. I'll just get it.
Yeah, we'll let him go first.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Well, we don't mind him waiting.
Case number 32 is CEB 1011151, Robert D. Atkins, Kathy Sullivan, Kristen Gottes.
Yeah, you can just, if you want, just stop there. It's like seven of us?
Yes.
And the problem here is...
Hold on.
No, yes. Sorry. I do. Robert Atkins.
The property is located at 137 Kingston Avenue. Let's just hear from the inspector first.
Okay.
Mr. Atkins.
Mr. Chair, we're here on this is a I request the board to either find him in noncompliance on the matter. This is for a junk vehicle situation where notice started some long time ago, and there's a number of events which I think apparently very little communication between the two. But Mr. Sensen would like to address the board regarding.
Okay.
Yes, I know by looking at the pictures you see a lot more violations there than the junk vehicle. Unfortunately, I haven't cited them yet for all the other violations. Right now, we're just dealing with the junk vehicle right now. As of yesterday, the junk vehicle was still on the property. The only change since the case opened is that the vehicle has been moved from the front of the fence to the back of the fence, and the tag has been removed. Outside of that, like I said, that's yesterday. And the vehicle is still there.
What would you like to state in terms of the case and what's going on here, Mr. Atkins?
Okay. My brother lived a year ago. He essentially like Palmer Chiropractor School, and that was his car. And he's going to fix it up. He finally got jumped down a Boca Raton, and he left. And he's the one to move the vehicle from there to the back of the gate. Nothing really happened since then. Haven't heard from it. Yards are mowed. Since then, I guess I got this 10-4. October 4th, I signed for this. The vehicle's still there. Got a hold of him. He's going to come down this past weekend. But then the no-name storm came, and he did not. So in this weekend, he's not going to come down. But it's not my vehicle. I'm one of seven owners. I told him, I mean, he can't even be there. So I just, from October 4th, it appears that my teenage daughter's one who signed for the July 22nd certified letter. I never got that one. So I just forwarded it to my brother, which seems to be a common problem in other court cases as far as somebody else signing for it. So that's where I'm at.
Within 30 days, you think the car will be gone?
Oh, yeah. It better be. I mean, if not, I just stored everything I have.
You're acknowledging that the car
yes.
was there?
Okay. Yeah, something will be done in 30 days for that car.
Chair would entertain a motion. Well, first of all, Mr. Atkins, do you agree that some or all of the violations existed at the time
of
the notice?
Yeah, I've been by there. Trust me.
Chair would entertain a motion allowing the respondent until November 2nd, 2011 to bring the property into compliance and find the respondent in non-compliance. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second. Mr. Chair, can I ask a question? Does your brother who owns the car also own part of the house?
Yes. There's seven of us on that.
There's seven.
Yes.
Is the house occupied?
No. It's not under homestead exemption. Full taxes are paid on it. It's empty. It's not being rented out. It's just it's empty. And that's coming up this Christmas gathering, what we're going to do with the house, which will most likely sell, I'm assuming. Chevy Cavalier.
Again, Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance and allowing the respondent until November 2nd to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Bourne. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Brown. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay, Mr. Atkins, we have allowed you until November 2nd to remove the vehicle. And if the vehicle is not removed, we can consider imposing a fine up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks very much. Are there other respondents that might be... You all like to, do you all have a case that's coming before us? Would you like to come forward? What's your case number?
Gary
Sullivan. Thank you.
Wait, that's when he occupied it, the Jeep Cherokee. I'm sorry, I just noticed that one's up there. Sorry.
Well, you're done.
I just in the same picture. Yeah.
You all can come forward. Case number 31 is CEB 10-11150, Patty D. Webb. Property is located at 731 Derbyshire Road.
Patty D. Webb.
Yes. Good morning, Ms. Webb.
Good morning.
We'll hear from the inspector first, and then we'll take some comments that you may have as well. Go ahead,
okay.
John.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, this is a. We're asking the board to make a finding of noncompliance concerning a dirty pool, and actually the pool. I think that situation has been remedied, but the inspector's John Stinson, and he'll advise the board further.
Okay. What would you like to tell us about the situation, Ms. Webb? You'll have to stop talking to the mic.
Completely drained. Okay. It's just a couple of leaves that's fallen in the past couple of days. Fence has been repaired. Peeling paint has been repaired. And as far as the roof, I have a letter from Ms. Avis.
Community Development, Avis Wilkinson.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to assist with the repair? Is that what they're stating?
Defense.
I'll read it out loud.
Great, thank you.
It's from the dated October 3rd, 2011, to the Code Enforcement Board from Avis Wilkinson, housing manager. And says this memo is to inform the Code Enforcement Board that Ms. Patty D. Webb is currently on a minor repair minor repair program assistance, waiting for roof repair replacement. She is currently in position 170, and Ms. Webb will be notified by letter of her appointment date. If you have any questions, please contact Ms. Mary A. Williams, Housing Coordinator at 671-5807. So she's number 170 right now. I don't know how fast they go. She is in a program for assistance with the roof.
John, what's your recommendation? I know we can ask for progress reports, and being number 170, I agree with Mr. Jackson. We have no idea how long this may take.
I would like to request a bi-monthly progress report.
Yeah.
I just have one question for Ms. Webb. When I came out last week and the incident that was going on with your neighbors,
yes, sir.
I spoke with you about the rest of the fencing on the property. AAA was out there and they fixed that one section. Anyway, they fixed probably about a 10, 15 foot section of fencing.
35 feet.
Oh. However, that's just a portion of the fencing that needs to be addressed. That the fencing is incomplete.
Okay.
There you go. Incomplete.
So contrary to what Ms. Webb said, the fencing has not been repaired, is what we said.
The portion that I'm assuming that she thought needed to be repaired has been repaired. However,
right there, that's
the
a section.
Almost surrounds the entire property. You okay. have wood proxy fence along with the chain link home. A portion of it. The chain link is fine. Mm-hmm. It's the privacy fence, the rest of the privacy fence on that side and on the back side of the property.
John, can I ask? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The pool was drained. Do you agree with the assessment that Ms. Webb made that the pool's drained? We just talked about the fence. The peeling paint is repaired?
No. The peeling paint would be addressed when they do the roof.
Okay. That's part of the roof problem. As far as the fencing goes, with an empty pool, is there anything that needs to be done to secure?
No, the property is secure.
Property is secure.
The fence,
okay.
The worst part of the fence is in the rear of the property.
Okay.
And you have to go through quite a bit just to get to that pool if you want to come through that back.
Okay.
People need to paint down the record. Is the pool secure?
Yes.
So the only items to be addressed are the fencing, roof, and peeling paint.
Correct.
And the roof and peeling paint are being addressed through community development.
Yes.
What would you recommend in terms of the fence, John?
I would recommend first to Ms. Webb that she needs to go back to community development and inform them to add that additional cost to that fencing. The bi-monthly progress report on that as well.
In terms of a compliance date, how far do you want to go out? Maybe 4 months?
Yeah, give us a second.
They don't.
February cutoff?
It should be February 1st.
And I say February to allow for all the holidays.
Everything. Okay. With bi-monthly progress reports?
Yes. With my bi-monthly progress report.
Ms. Webb, do you agree the sum of all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes, sir. I just don't understand what's wrong with the rest of the fencing.
Okay. Mr. Stinson can explain that to you in just a few minutes. Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance and allowing respondent until February 1st, 2012 to bring the property into compliance and requiring the respondent to provide bi-monthly progress reports at our December 8th, 2011 meeting and also our February 9th, 2012 meeting. Did I miss one? Oh, right. Just one progress report, which will be due on December 8th, 2011, with the compliance date again of February 1st, 2012. Other questions? Well, do we have such a motion?
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Second. Brown, and a second by Ms. Kundick. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Would you explain to Ms. Webb, John, what we've just done?
Yes, I can explain that.
Okay, thank you.
Is that it?
Congress report. Okay. Going back to case number 23, the case number CEB 1011142, Richard E. and Marianne E. Dahl. Property is located at 208 South Hollywood Avenue. We are here for to determine compliance and non-compliance. And obviously, Danny, is there anything you'd like to share with us?
This one's in compliance as of 9/18. 2011, they got the occupation. Actually, they didn't need the occupational license. I spoke to the homeowner and found out that the son was living in the home.
Okay.
It's their vacation home, and they were letting the son live there.
Okay. Case number 24 is CEB 1011143, John Sylvester. Property is located at 608 Palmetto Avenue.
Compliance 1012. If I can make a correction for 23, it's actually going to be a withdrawal.
Okay. Case number 25 is CEB 1011144, David Culver and Paul Culver. Excuse me. Property is located at 807 South Ridgewood Avenue.
This one's compliance 10/13 this morning, 8 o'clock this morning, he called me and he filed, he got that permit.
Okay, thanks.
Except for me, thanks.
Do you have any more, Danny?
No, that's it.
Okay. Case number 26 is CEB 1011145, Markeith Williams. Property is located at 226 North Adams Street.
This is a rental property, and these are not the pictures. This is a rental property. The property is current. A tenant is in the property. The screens are torn, damaged, that needs to be repaired. And there is a stove, a gas stove, which is inoperable and needs to be repaired or replaced. I've spoken as of yesterday afternoon with the property owner. I have a meeting with him next week, Tuesday, to do a final inspection. He assured me that the screens will be repaired as requested, as well as the stove. A new stove will be brought in and replaced.
Okay. Next cutoff. Eddie?
Please.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance and allowing the respondent until November 2nd, 2011 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine for the $1,000 per day.
So moved.
A motion by Mr. Brown. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Bourne. So there are questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 27 is CEB 1011146. Lenita Perry, Bertha Abigail Perry, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Adonigi and Janice Cecilia Perry Hodge. Property is located at 342 North Charles Street. Compliance and non-compliance.
Sorry.
We're determining compliance and non-compliance. That's what I meant.
Property is vacant. I've haven't been able to get in contact with the property owner. It has broken windows. It's unsecured. I spoke with a neighbor. Neighbor states that a gentleman is staying at the property, but it doesn't know if it's a relative or what have you. I have not observed this at the property. The times that I have been there, it's been just vacant, and the windows are broken. It's just basically unsecured.
Okay. Mr. Bryan, I believe, wants to make some comments. Okay.
This particular property, the person that was living in the property is deceased now. The son is the one who's going in and out of the house. He's been in and out of jail. So he's the person that's been going in and out of the house. I did talk to him and tell him that it had been cited, that no trespassing, and I asked him to put the piece of plywood back up on the window, but I see he hasn't done it. But he is the person, and like I say, the person that was living there is deceased. This is a list. It's probably in probate right now.
Mr. Bryan, the person that is now deceased, the owner, does it include any of these names or persons that are listed here?
I don't think so. He informed me that his aunt was in charge. I don't know. He didn't tell me her name, but it's probably one of his people on here. None of the names on here that I recognize is the person that was living in. I used to live next door, so I knew her. But none of these names appear to be that person's.
You said you used to live next door, Mr. Brown?
Yes.
So is this your street? That sits on Charles Street.
Charles Street, yes.
Do you have an address, perhaps, for the son?
Yeah, Martin Luther. Mary McLeod Bethune in front of the corner store there. That's where he seems to be at all the time.
Do you have a name?
No, I don't have a name for him. I would probably see him. I'm going up there in a little bit. So I'll ask him, and you know, I get the name to you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, I know that Ms. Hampton, the board secretary, is done some research as to the status of the property. So if we can hear from her, just so we can get some clarification on the status of the property.
It has been probate, and as a personal representative, I believe it's deeded to. That's why the two daughters are added on as their spouse as co-personal representatives. I believe it's okay. And the taxes have been continuously been paid. The property taxes have been
okay.
So I think Lenita, Bertha and Janice are all sisters from Ophelia.
Yes, Ophelia Jackson Perry.
And so in her, she deeded in her last will and testament, it looks like she needed them to, one of the two sisters, to share ownership of that property.
Okay. I guess an interesting dynamic here is that clearly the property is, the intent shows an intent to, if nothing else, to secure it.
Right.
And until we know otherwise, all we know to do is to try and maintain it being secure. Mm-hmm. The best understanding we're getting from the young man that's going in, I'm not sure the status of his relationship or status as it relates to the current owners. But we have nothing that's indicated him having an authorization or right to be in there, nor any changes that would make it a safe and appropriate living, since much of it is already boarded up. With that being understood, I guess we would ask if you would at least authorize in the manner that you do for the city to go ahead and secure it if we find the means to do that.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion for the respondent noncompliance and requiring the respondent to bring the property into compliance by November 2nd, 2011, will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day, and given the City of Daytona Beach the authority to secure the property and maintain the security of the property until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
Tony, so moved.
Hold on one moment, Mr. Bowens. Do we also need maybe something for the police department to authorize them to?
Well, I don't think that you can authorize that.
Okay.
Would
that have to come from the owners? Okay. All right. Mr. Barnes, I think you have the motion. Is there a second?
So moved, yeah.
Second.
And we have a second by Mr. Brown. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Okay. Case number 28 is CEB.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Is one of these names the personal representative of the estate?
Actually, enough, Larry. This is a 2002
D. Okay.
I've been sitting around a while.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this question I missed.
Case number 20.
Okay,
case number 28. Case number 28 is CEB 1011147, Aaron Robert Mitchell. The property is located at 646 Cherry Street.
Members of the board, this. You sure? It's a bit dicey. The property is a rental property. There's no occupational license on record. I rescind that. There is a occupational license on record. They paid $120.20 for the license. It just wasn't complete. They still have an arrearage of $1,783 for the license. $1,783. The total amount for the license, occupational license, was $138.03. Only $120.20 was paid.
So
they still owe $1,783.
So they basically don't have a license yet.
They don't have a license. So they come up with the $18.
Okay. It's a bit dicey.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent non-compliance and requiring respondent to bring the property into compliance by November 2nd, 2011. Or be returned to the board for consideration of a one-time administrative fee of $250. It says such a motion.
So moved.
I don't know who had that motion. Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 29 is CEB. Eddie, did you have any more?
No, sir.
Okay, thanks. Case number 29 is CEB 1011148, Maxine L. Griswold, Revocable Trust, dated 6-9-2011. Property is located at 210 Auditorium Boulevard.
Mr. Chair, there's a new owner on this. We're going to just withdraw it and recite with the new owner.
Okay, thanks, Tony. Case number 30 is CEB 1011149, Eugene and Sharon Williams. The property is located at 535 Cannon Street.
This property is still in non-compliance, obviously. Only the junk vehicle has been removed. The identification number is
on. This one says no occupational license.
We're at 535?
Yes.
correct. No occupation license? That's pretty much the same answer. They still have not applied for the occupational license, nor have they obtained it.
Hey, Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in non-compliance and requiring respondent to come into compliance by November 2nd, 2011. Or be returned to the board for consideration of a one-time administrative fee of $250. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, I believe. Second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Okay, I believe that disposes of all of our cases except for the miscellaneous business.
Do we have to take a vote as to whether or not we'll hear it?
Okay. On the miscellaneous business, our case number one is CEB 0711102, Bray and Gillespie, Roman numeral 25, LLC, and Rate, CRE, CDO, Roman numeral 1, Limited, Rate Partnership, LLP. Property is located at 35 South Ocean Avenue.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a picture, too. No, that's not it.
Well, I guess while we do that, yeah. I can do a little intro. Both of these are similar situations, and you may recall, and Tom has done the follow-up, so obviously he'll be the one to give you the best information. These are a couple of cases with the hotels over on the beachside, and we've dealt with the property for some time. We had had an attorney involved, and the most recent, probably at the last meeting when the fines were imposed, there was a report that the attorney was possibly no longer involved and that they were not making any progress. Once they were notified, there was a little bit of misunderstanding and confusion that the inspector was able to work out and with the attorney, and they are in a position where they're getting some things resolved, so they wanted to get some additional time, and he wants to do that based upon his conversations. So, but I'll ask Tom to go ahead and explain that to the board so the board could have a little bit more complete information on that.
Basically, this is a picture of Monday morning. I think as of today, it should be completely down. Yeah.
Which is which?
I'm sorry, that's for 35 South Ocean, number one miscellaneous business. The attorney told me that they were just delayed in their paperwork, and we need to set up like a new compliance date. Like I said, this is almost down. It should be down today, but needs still slight restoration. Knowing Bray and Gillespie, I would like to give them like a 60-day compliance on it, if we can resend that to the previous order. Vacate, I'm sorry.
What is the previous order?
It was a $1,000 day fine that we had.
Maximum $25,000.
So we need to go ahead and amend the previous order?
Right.
Resend the previous order?
Resend.
Give them 60 days?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. 60 days to do what?
Well, site restoration. They just got to
make. Does that include a fence?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. It, you know, dealing with Brian Gillespie and the receivership from the bank, just to make sure that everything's technically should be within a week, but I'd like to give them 60 days just in case.
It will require the complete city standards,
right,
for
okay,
which would be the complete demolition, restoration of the site, and whatever
fencing,
whatever. We
could
require.
I ask you about fencing, Tom? Do we? So they will probably have a chain link fence around that.
No, it has to be. It has to be a wood fence.
It has to be,
right,
a wood fence.
Everything on Atlantic,
okay,
Avenue has to be wood.
Right. And after the recent storms, I noticed that people that put up fencings on their vacant properties on,
right,
beachside, because we had an east wind and it,
right,
was only secured on one side,
right,
and luckily it wasn't a hurricane, but a lot of that fencing came down. Do we have any standards?
It's just basically have to replace or up and down A1A like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've got three or four. I think Denzel's got a couple too, but
mm-hmm,
it's a continuous battle because, again, one of the properties, I think, on the 700 block North Atlantic is Bray and Gillespie again.
Mm-hmm.
And their maintenance people, like I said, they come out there, but they don't have the money to fix it. But they'll just pick it up, and there's going to be wood that's not, you know, spaces in it. If you go up and down A1A, it looks all the same. So
I guess the answer, though, is that they are subject to be cited for,
right,
that fence not being, okay, in position.
Okay.
Maybe you would know, Tom. Just a quick question, since that question was asked.
Right.
When a property is demolished, what's the purpose of a wood fence? Is it for privacy?
No. It was the City Commission set a standard back in 07 that they wanted everything on the east side of Atlantic Avenue to have a wood fence. It had to have a setback from the street. It had to have sod, irrigation, just to make A1A look good, which it did at the time. But again, like she was saying, the storms come.
Yeah, I think one of the things, and this is just me speculating, but, you know, when dealing with the chain link fence and having to have the covering and all of that, that's a lot more difficult to maintain than to have a wood fence. And the issue is you're trying to block all of the sand blow off and those things that's going,
gotcha,
on over there.
Okay, so it serves a double purpose.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a double purpose, but mostly it was an appearance.
Because aesthetically, a chain link with green grass looks prettier, but if you want to avoid the sand from coming through, then, okay, it would.
Right, plus, it would rust faster, though, with a chain link.
Yeah, I think I think I was at that meeting, Tony. I think the City Commission was under the impression that a chain link fence was also unattractive, and as Tom,
right,
said, it will corrode
faster. Right.
That's true. The sand.
Okay. And apparently, and that ordinance only says the east side of Atlantic, so
right,
the west side's a different animal. They can't have
east side discriminatory practice.
Exactly, brother.
Gotcha.
Yep.
One more question.
Yes, ma'am.
Tom, how much time do you think, or Tony, that the code the code department has spent on this property? If we're talking about reducing a fine or mitigating a fine.
It's more of a place issue. This was the one that had...
What issue?
It was a place issue more. They had more vagrants staying there. It was a place that had electricity on, and the bank was black and forth. They didn't know what they were going to do to it. But what motivated them was the $1,000 day fine that you guys did last month. And then all of a sudden I got the call and from the attorney. And so it was more of a police issue, you know, continuous battle with that. Like I said, it's completely gone almost, if not today. The property's demolished, so...
And to be quite honest with you, we kind of operated with an assumption that the attorney was no longer involved, and so just out of a courtesy, I just didn't really feel immediately when she notified us and us moving forward without having consulted or discussed it in any way, just seemed a bit improper. Because it was more of an assumption, maybe even a suggestion, but not something that we clarified. And she did have notice. We thought we had some discussion in our emails about whether the notice went where she said it needed to go. But all in all, the ultimate outcome is that they moved more immediate to compliance, which is what the ultimate goal was. So,
Tony, didn't the attorney also come in, Ms. Thompson, and wasn't she a little confused about a certain matter or something involving the case?
Earlier on, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a whole lot of issues in defining who was who with the bankruptcies.
Right.
Yeah, so there's been elements of challenge in terms of getting clarity on whose responsibility, who's doing what, and but as always, and there may have been even some suggestion, at least when she was here, that, you know, a fine may have motivated some things, which, you know, the fine did motivate.
Okay.
I'm going to get this thing on.
Let me ask you a question. If we amend and vacate this particular lien, or fine, rather, can we... impose a fine certain if compliance is not achieved in 60 days, effective back to today?
I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I don't know what we may have represented to the attorney that we were going to be asking for when we came. But
Why aren't we just waiting until everything gets done and then go ahead and vacate the lien at that point, as opposed to going back, vacating it now, and then give them 60 days, and then if they don't do it, we got to go back and do it again?
I didn't get into discussion.
Right.
The inspector got into the discussion with the attorney, and they were working together in good faith, and so I was satisfied with it.
It's going to come out the same way.
Yeah, the bank was highly upset.
All right, I got you. Okay.
But would it be appropriate to ask for a fine certain retroactive back to today?
Was there some assurance with you? I mean, granted, you couldn't promise her what they were
going
to do.
Right, right. That's fine. You know,
okay.
Like I said, I'm pretty sure this thing will be wrapped up with our next week.
And again, Tom, that's just to, again, motivate them to let them know if things are not done appropriately as you requested.
Especially in the second case we'll talk about. So.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'm still concerned that Code spent a good deal of time and effort working with people, okay. And rather than vacate the entire fine, I would still like to see something that says...
Well let's ask either Mr. Jackson or Sergeant Miller. Would you have any idea what the city may have spent in terms of code costs, staff, supplies?
I couldn't even begin to estimate.
If I could just speak... The inspector informs me he doesn't, and he told me this at the front end, that he doesn't believe they ought to be fined at all.
I agree with you, ma'am, but this case, it's an eyesore, it's transient, it's just get rid of the place and move on. I would just spend my free time, which I did on Sunday, taking some pictures. It's been a headache, and I think we drag it out, but it got fine.
I mean, had we not fined them, what we're saying may have been inadvertent. Previously, I don't know if we would be in a position now asking for a portion fine because now we're getting what we believe is compliance. And it did take some time, but we did understand the complexities that we were dealing with throughout.
But had we done this previously, maybe we would have been in a better position to collect maybe a portion.
Well, I'm saying if we felt we were in the right position in fining at the time when we fined, then I'd be holding on to the portion as you're suggesting. But I'm conceding that we may not have been in the best position when we asked for the fine at the previous meeting, not having secured where we were in relationship with the plan, what we were trying to do accomplish.
Okay.
Ms. Kondik, do you have any other questions?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion vacating, well, amending our previous order and vacating the current fine and allowing the respondent until December 1st, 2011 to come into compliance, be returned to the board for, for a fine certain amount of $1,000 per day with a maximum of $25,000 effective today, October 13th, 2011. Is there such a motion? Yes, $1,000 per day effective today, retro back to today if compliance is not achieved.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion by Mr. Borens. We have a second by Mr. Brown. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. So the compliance would be 12-1.
Retro.
Defined certain would be retro back to today if compliance is not achieved by 12-1 at $1,000 per day with a maximum of $25,000. Okay, case number two and under miscellaneous business is CEB 07111103 Mayan Ocean Waters LLC and Daytona Beach 6 LLC and Arbor Realty Participation LLC. The property is located at 103 South Ocean Avenue. The respondent has also asked that we consider vacating this fine or lien and amend the compliance date.
And again, similar situation, but I'd ask you to hear from Mr. Clegg for the full details in this.
Basically, in this case, too, it's going to be probably a long, drawn-out, not a battle, but it's going to be, as you see, they're going to need a lot of exterior restoration work. They've got contractors ready for bids, and the last bid I seen was, I think it was $180,000 minimum, and they got to start doing the balconies, but... I think it's going to be like at least 6 months before they come in compliance, but I would suggest a 2-month, 60-day progress report. So to vacate your previous order and to set a progress report in 60 days.
And the compliance date, Tom, are you suggesting, did you say 120 days?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
How many days?
For compliance?
For compliance.
You got me on that one. I would say progress report because I have no clue. Because, like I said, I don't know the in-depth restoration they're going to be doing. It might take 6 months, 9 months.
Yeah. I would just hate to leave it open without a compliance date. We can always, of course, amend.
Compliance date today, instead of a progress compliance date. Because if you want to, if they don't do anything at all, you want to be able to take action.
Right.
You can't do that if it's progress.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In 60 days,
was it? Take the lien to have a 60-day progress.
60-day progress compliance within 6 months.
Extended again.
Right.
Tom, is this property occupied?
Oh, yeah. So it's Bray and Gillespie Management Company that's running it, and I think the bank owns the property still, and it is occupied. There's no life safety issues. The building official went out there already. But like I said, once they start doing the restoration work, they're going to have to make sure those rooms are unoccupied.
So they've gotten all the permits?
No,
or
not
they've
yet.
Got what
they've got, they got the contractors, got three bids already, and they showed me. And so there's progress made on it, but like I said, no contract signed yet, and they were concerned with this $1,000 a day fine, so they wanted to see what happened first.
So I'm glad the money motivates
exactly.
them.
Exactly, in both cases.
Electrical system hazards.
It's right there. It's the conduit and a couple. It was mostly exterior electrical, not anything interior, life safety issue. Fire inspector went out there. Everything's fine.
And could you speculate on why people don't, when they're being fined, why they might not show up to...
It's Bray and Gillespie. I mean, it was bankruptcy, foreclosure, management company.
Tom, besides the communication that you received recently as a result of the fine and the request to vacate the lien or the fine, have you had any other communications?
Just with the manager, and he referred me back to an attorney, the counsel, Aaron. And like I said, she's been working with me on it. But again, she was waiting to see what happens with this case, today's action.
I will say to the board that I had weeded through various orders and paperwork, and it is a very, very complex deal that they did. So as far as the way they resolved all of the, as you all know, that they had a large number of properties and a large amount of bankruptcy, and the way that they broke it down, split it up, and dished out responsibilities. So they had some elements of complexity that, you know, I'm not trying to justify for them, because they should have understood it a lot better than I did, but it was complex.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and vacating the fine of $1,000 per day with a maximum of $25,000 per day, with a $25,000 maximum, and allowing the respondent until December 1st, 2011 to bring the property into compliance.
I thought that was a progress report.
No. Compliance. Remember the compliance date, so if we need to amend, we can do it at that time.
Okay.
Requiring the respondents to bring the property into compliance by December 1st, 2011 will be, or have a fine certain of $1,000 per day, effective today, retro back to today, October 13, 2011, with a maximum amount of $25,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Well, a motion by Mr. Bourne. Is there a second? I'll repeat it for you, Amy.
Second.
It's the same as the other one, but the motion is that we will amend our current order, our previous order, excuse me, and vacate this fine. We're going to allow the respondent until December 1st, 2011 to bring the property into compliance. If the property is not brought into compliance, we'll have a fine certain of $1,000 per day. Okay, we'll just bring it back then for December 1st, 2011.
So that's not a fine certain?
No.
Well, I mean, because we really, our best information right now is that they will probably, what they're doing is going to take more than, it's more likely it's going to take more than the 60 days.
Yeah, you're going to have more than 25,000 anyway
to
find
that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what we're really looking for is the expectation that they're moving forward in good faith, so that when they do come back, if nothing's happened, then you're already in the position of being able to find them on that date.
Mr. Bowens, would you consider amending your motion?
Yes.
Okay. So the motion is to allow the respondents until 12/1/2011 to bring the property into compliance. There's no fine certain. As we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by, second by Mr. Brown. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Okay. Is there any information that any member of the board like to share with us? Any comments?
Mr. Chair, I just want to ask a question. If it's possible at the beginning of each of our meetings, just so we can note on our agenda and not necessarily have to wait, if we can just get like a report of those that are in compliance as of today, because I know once we get our agenda, you can't update it. But if we can just get like a one sheet, or if you just want to run through the case numbers and say in compliance, in compliance, in compliance.
Actually, I can probably help with that, and something I was going to mention. I don't know if anyone had addressed the chair or anyone else with the board, but you may have noticed that we've had a different presentation, and we've been working on a different presentation. And it's actually preceded the new supervisor, Hector, but one aspect of that new presentation is me being a little more actively involved in presenting. However, with Hector, he actually came in with some fresh ideas, and as he indicated, with a lot of experience and opportunities, he had some fresh ideas, and among them is his intent to ask the board, and what we'll be doing is he wants to meet with the chair, and so we'll be scheduling a meeting with the chair and do a couple of things different presentations, but one of them was to ask to be able to just announce all of the compliance right at the beginning of the meeting, and so that his inspector, you know, because what we have now is inspector sit until it's called,
right?
And he just believes it'll make a lot more sense if we just announce them at the front of the meeting and then move on, as well as the other things. But we'll talk about the talk with the chair on those and see if the chair thinks they're good ideas before we start spreading them at large.
What we did in Deltona was at the beginning of the meeting, they had a thing called announcements, and at that point, the code enforcement supervisor would announce all the cases that were withdrawn, all the cases that were in compliance, and then all at the same point, and the chair didn't have to deal with them at all.
Right.
Save a little bit of time.
Yeah. Yes.
Plus, if anybody out in the audience was in one of those cases, they could leave.
Right.
Right.
And have to wait till 20 to 11 to say you're in compliance.
Right.
Tony, thank you for doing that. I think it makes a difference. I noticed the difference of you coming up there with the code officer. I think that's a good change. It's helpful.
Thank you.
Tony, can we also just open the meeting up to not just myself as chairman, but also to any other member, including the vice chair, who may want to attend that particular meeting, in all fairness, or is it something that you really want?
If you notice it, you can do that.
Yeah, it's okay. Easier for us if we just meet with
that's
one.
Fine. Okay.
What happened? You have to notice it again. It's a public meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's fine. I'll be available. Just let me know.
And
you
I'll
can do it. Just have to notice it. Well, yeah,
if it helps to expedite it, we'll just do it the way that you all are recommending.
Yeah, because we won't. I mean, it's not nothing that we'll be doing that's out of the ordinary. I mean, we just wanted to talk.
Yeah.
As we've done typically when. Typically, this is done when the chair changes. We tend to schedule a meeting and a supervisor, and we can, you know, understand the chair better. Well, now we have a new supervisor, so instead of chair changing, supervisors change. So that he has a feel for what would be pleasing to the board from the chair's perspective and how he can make the tweaks and changes necessary with his staff to make it work.
Okay. Is it possible
best
to do it
for
this week,
guys?
Tony?
I'd have to get back with him. I don't know what his. Oh, yeah. You know my schedule says is we only have tomorrow. Can't happen today. I got two more hearings. Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure if I'll be out of town next week. But give me a call. Amy has my cell number.
Yeah, and I understand right now. He's loaded with the Biketoberfest for the
right.
West.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Quick question: is the position he filled, is that a new position? Okay.
No, I think it was a recommendation of the commission or the police chief to have someone that was head of code, right?
Yeah, that was a code person.
Was
I think it was
a code.
When we brought it
into
police, it was
code
more police
person rather than just.
But didn't
someone
Jane occupy that
force.
Position before? Was it Jane Carton? Previously,
No, we had most recently. And again, having it as police personnel, we have
sure.
Sergeant Bailey and then Tracy.
Yeah.
But again, being primarily, but right, well, Deputy Chief Pierce is the head.
Yeah.
But again, that being primarily law enforcement personnel,
right.
And as Ms. Cundit said, a recommendation of bringing in a code personnel as a code professional.
Yeah.
As a supervisor's
I was just thinking, Tony, it was at least 7 years ago, maybe longer, that Jane was a supervisor.
Yeah, Jane was a supervisor at one point. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And before that was John Stalnacker, who you probably don't know. And then Paul.
Okay. Are there any other questions, comments by members of the board?
I still have a problem with the last two cases we discussed. Why do we vacate now? Why not wait until later date?
I think there was some confusion over the representation. In order not to have that problem, we just did it that way. But I think in the future, we probably should wait. If we've already come out and had a lien on the property, we probably should wait until everything's cleared up and everything's done. If we come back and take
clear the confusion.
Because what happens is if they don't do it, we've got to go back and reimpose the lien again.
It ends up
being the same anyway.
I mean, I know we've already completed the proceeding on that, but. You know, the follow-up is that the contact was made. Ultimately, the inspector kind of worked it out with them, and I didn't jump in the middle and try and change what they did.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that satisfied the inspector, it satisfied the other party.
Okay.
And if the board was willing.
I'm not speaking for the board, Tony, but generally it's better to have everything come into compliance before we vacate anyway.
Before we start messing.
There's always that opportunity that something's going to happen, and then it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And then we're back where we started again.
I kind of got a feeling of a call of unfair. And you know, when lawyers start calling each other unfair.
What we did was fine today.
Yeah.
But if the general practice, it's probably better to do it that way.
I understand.
Yeah. Okay.
Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board or staff? We adjourn.